Yes, come, shine the torch. Get down. Go on, go fast.
I won't. I can't.
Get down. Run.
Where's my wife?
Oh, land the ghost and run. Hide. Let's hide in the back room. That there's Mr. Green right outside the door.
Yes. He's got that pistol, too. Oh.
No. Now, listen. Mr. Hurst. You hide.
There. He'll crawl in behind the stack of boxes.
Now, hurry.
Take your time so they won't fall down on top of you. When you need them standing up the most.
Yeah. I thought I'd find you here. Well, where is he?
Don't be a fool and put away that revolver.
Yes. There's a law in this town against carrying firearms.
There, you keep out of this. I'm talking to my wife. Now, where's this guy hurt?
How do I know?
Don't try to lie to me. I know he's here. He told me at the hotel he was coming here. He came first, and you followed along to meet him. You've been using the store as a rendezvous.
Rendezvous?
Who?
Who? Yeah, well, voo-voo to you.
And a couple of boop-boop to do.
Never mind the funny business.
That hurts. Well, you have eyes, haven't you? Why, Oscar?
See, if you think he is here, look for yourself.
Yeah, but don't look too far. Shut that one.
Well, don't worry. I will look.
Huh. Yes. What's that stock of boxes there for?
Any that stack of boxes there?
Yeah.
Well, just some stuff that we ordered from the General Supply Company, that's all.
Ordered the other day.
Yes, here's some tomatoes. Some folks call them tomatoes.
Show them that.
You know the proper name of the tomato?
Love apple.
I don't care whether you love apples or not, it's just tomatoes.
Show them what else is in there.
Well, it's a chili sauce and pepper.
How's that?
Pepper.
What kind, wrapping or writing?
I didn't say paper, it said pepper.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You did.
Hey, wait a minute.
They are crazy.
I didn't, you're crazy.
Now, look here. You are both arguing on the same side. Mr. Winterbottom says he did, and you say he did.
How's that?
I say he says he did, and you say he did.
Who said it?
I say...
Professor Thistleway says he did.
I thought you said it.
No. I didn't say he did. I says he says he did, and you say...
Fools, I tell you.
Yes, you see, Ev, I said he did, but he says you said...
Ah, you're both wrong. You said, and he said you did. But this guy here only said that you said that he said...
I say he says that you says he did. But he don't say that he did. He only says he said he did.
Oh, I say.
It's Professor Thistleway says.
I don't mean...
None of you know what you're talking about. You're loco, crazy. When he says you says that he says you did, he doesn't mean he says you did. He only means he says he says.
But that's what I say.
Oh, you're the one that said it, huh?
No. I said it.
Yeah, well, said what?
Said
what?
Why,
yes, let's get the bottom of this, Jeff. Now, what did you say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Just a lot of dad daring fool talk, you ask me. And they didn't know what they're talking about, none of
just
them.
Just making a lot of noise, that's all.
You bet.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm talking about. This guy hurts. Maybe he isn't here, but he's in town someplace. When I find
and
him...
And while you are looking for him, let me tell you something, Sammy Green. You make a fine show of the jealous husband, huh? You cannot pull the wool over my eyes that way.
Wool?
What did they say, Zeb?
Something about wool.
You think I don't know about it, huh? You think you steal a march on me.
Has she been stealing wool?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
No. I suppose you've never seen the plum girl, eh? You'd never go out and meet her in an alley.
I don't know who you mean by plum girl. I never met her in all my life.
Oh, yes, you did. You met her right here in the store.
Yes, Miss Plum is a music teacher. She's the young lady who...
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean now. Yeah, well, I was introduced to her in this store, but...
So you admit it, eh?
Why, of course I admit it. I came in, and she was here, and one of these saps introduced us. That's all. No harm in that, is there?
Yeah, and they walked out of the store together.
So you were just introduced to her, eh?
Well, I only...
Did you leave the store with her? Well... Answer me. Did you?
Yes, I did. But I tell you, there was no harm in it. She asked me to play a new song for her. We went out to find a piano.
Yeah, they said they were looking for an alley.
Yes,
they
did.
And you expected to find a piano in an alley, huh? Why, you... And then you had the effrontery to stand there and accuse me of...
Now, wait. I can explain everything.
Lame bastard! The story is all over the town. You and that Miss Plum.
Think it'll rain, Jeb.
But I swear I...
I don't know why.
Swear. Do you think I would believe you?
Sort of thought I might go fishing.
I am through with you, do you hear? Through.
Now, please. Just a moment. Let me have a word. I think that I can clarify the whole affair. You see, someone in this town, I haven't any idea who it might be, has been starting malicious rumors. All of us have been victims. Mrs. Howe, Miss Plum, Mr. Hertz, you, and Mr. Green, myself.
Well, I'll be dead doing this thing to death. Now, who do you suppose could it be, Liz?
I bet you, Mrs. Snyder.
Yes.
Well, now let's be calm a moment. It doesn't matter who it was. The point is, it's all false. It's positively untrue.
Yes.
Yes, quite untrue. No basic facts connected with it whatsoever. I don't know Mr. Green, but I do know Miss Plum. And I am certain, positive and sure, that the whole story is a malicious fabrication.
There you are. Now, you see, the whole thing's a bunk.
Yes, the bunk, of course it is.
Yes.
And this story about Mr. Hertz and me, do you believe that?
Well, I guess I was wrong about that. Oh, but gee, Juanita, I think so much of you that... Well, just the idea of it burned me up. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tommy. I am sorry, too.
Now, that's what I call right touch, isn't it?
Let's get out of here. Come on, sweetheart.
Yeah, here's your hat.
Thank you, mister. This is my hat. I'm wearing my hat. The name inside of this is...
Touch!
Your hand hurt.
Why did you do that first?
And he is here. All of this has been a pack of lies.
No. Just a moment.
Hold on there, young fellow. Don't try to kid me. I've had enough of it.
Tommy, listen to me.
Where is he?
He was here. Yes, actually, he was here, but he...
Died.
Went away.
Yeah, went away and died.
No, he did he?
Yes. It's a fact. We just come back from the funeral.
Yeah, that's funny. Was at the hotel less than an hour ago.
Yeah, well, it was sort of sudden, you see.
Yeah. Well, you birds are pretty near right at that. You haven't been to it, you know. You're going to it.
Tommy, please, don't do anything.
Now, see here, sir. You put that revolver away at once. Well, I shall phone for the police and have...
Yes, you will. First person that goes near that phone gets plugged. Now, stay where you are, all of you. I'm going to have a look around. A good look. Here you two.
Get around
these boxes. We'll see what's behind them.
There ain't nothing there, Mr.
No, there's nothing there, Mr.
No,
Green.
Nothing but a cat. Just a cat back there.
Oh.
See, I told you, just a cat. A
short
wild cat. Maltese, wild one.
Go those boxes.
Here in
Charles, you're making a serious mistake, young man.
I am I? Well, we'll see.
Well, we ain't taking no orders from you. We won't do it.
No? Well, I'll just shoot through on them. Listen, you. If you're behind those boxes, you better call out, because I'm going to count three and then shoot. One.
No, look
here, man. Like,
and three.
I'm coming.
Don't upset him. Look out for that box of pepper.
Watch out for that pepper.
You were there. Well, I'm going to plug you. I'm going to...
Pepper.